Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Red from the Heart. RedFromTheHeart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
Hard Knocks has been announced. They're going to have Buffalo Bills as the usual training camp one, and the NFC East, the entire NFC East, will do the in-season Hard Knocks.
Bills seem like a pretty fun one, but there's not a lot of drama.
No.
Like, they know what it is.
Right.
They're a good team with a stable quarterback situation.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And then the NFC East? All right. I mean, there's some drama there, I guess.
A bit.
Your Giants fans are thrilled to know that their GM will be on camera again. That went great last time.
That was so great last time.
It's not like the most famous moment from the history of that show or anything.
That was so great last time.
Trade Saquon. But I'll be honest with you. I'm glad it's not us. Glad it's not happening here.
Hell no. But yeah.
But the Browns are glad it's not them.
The Browns are glad. I mean, there's a lot of teams that are like,
Avoided that one for another year.
Not the Giants. Like, dang it. Can we get out the NFC East for one year?
Nobody say anything. No real conversations when the cameras are on.
They're the most bored teams, so you'll probably see the least of them, though.
Who?
The Giants.
Yeah, unless their GM decides to trade Saquon Barkley or whatever, do something dumb again. All right. Hal is in McDonough. What's up, Hal?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I got a question. If it's possible for Atlanta to get a women's professional soccer team, what would the team name be, and what would the NHL team name be if Atlanta ever gets one?
All right. Thank you, Hal. Well, they did the Thrashers.
They did the Thrashers already.
And the Flames. And then the women's soccer team. So, like, what would be a good Atlanta-related name? Because I'm not a huge just call your team Atlanta FC thing.
I was going to say that.
So,
women's FC.
So bland.
Atlanta Women's FC. That's exactly what I was going to say. Atlanta FC. No.
FC Atlanta.
Okay.
Are you at FC or SC?
I think it should be SC because the league is called, what is NWSL, right? That's the women's league?
Right.
What does the S stand for?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah.
What does the F stand for in FC?
Football.
So what are we doing?
Like, oh, I got you.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
Because all the teams in the MLS that are called FC, it's like, well, what's the S for in MLS?
Yes.
Why don't they change it to MLF?
Yeah.
Major League Football.
Because
if everyone's going to be a football club.
They don't want to do that.
No, it's just a bit of a confused league in terms of some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, you know what we need to do is just change our name to European names. and then it'll be great.
Yeah.
We'll be sporting Kansas City.
Sporting.
We'll be Real Salt Lake, and then we'll be just as good as Real Madrid.
Yeah, right.
Dang it. It didn't work like that.
Hockey team. I mean, I'm on. No, that's not. I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, they did the Thrashers. That's a state bird, right?
Yes.
What else do we get? I mean, we've got all kinds of gridlock.
The Atlanta gridlock.
The Atlanta gridlock.
I love it.
A lot of traffic.
Yes, I love it. The Atlanta gridlock.
And that sounds kind of tough for hockey.
Hell yeah, it does. Atlanta gridlock.
All right.
I'm all in.
It's good. It's good enough.
I'm all in.
We'll do it. It's good enough. Wally is in Buford. Hey, Wally.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Pretty good, Wally.
Well, I you know, since it's Ask Me Anything, Randy, I don't really think you know that much about diving birds. Storks stand in the water. Did you mean pelican?
That's what we meant was pelicans. What? Dang it, Wally.
Pelicans ask me anything, I just wanted to know. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, Wally.
Pelican what?
They dive and do this. They scoop.
And like I give a damn.
Well, I know you don't.
Oh, okay.
No, one of the expertise on this show is not diving birds.
Yeah, like, okay.
I don't think, yeah.
Appreciate it.
But we do appreciate Wally. Wally coming in from Buford.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. He did, too.
Yeah.
Wally, like he dove into the water.
Like he dove into the water, grabbed the fish. Great job, Wally. Way to set me straight.
Pelican. Yeah, that's what we need the Braves to be like. But not like the New Orleans Pelicans, because they're terrible. But you know what I mean. Back above 500. Soaring high above the 500 mark. Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Man, what's up, man?
Hey, Devin.
How y'all been, bro?
Yeah, long time no hear from.
Yeah, Devin been, know, on, man. Devin been on boys trips and stuff. Yeah, that's a Devin. Devin had a picture of him on a four wheeler with somebody behind him with his arm around his waist, one of his bros.
Oh, safety first.
Y'all were mudding.
Okay,
safety first.
Y'all were mudding.
So this is get back for me trying to bring up the fruity drink thing.
But
huh?
It wasn't no fruity drink. But I just saying, I thought it was guy's trip, and you did have a picture, and the guy was hanging
so
on your shoulder.
Nobody armed around my neck or nothing like that.
Oh, I was just checking. Hell? My bad. You know, my bad.
So look, funny you bring that trip up, because that's exactly why I'm calling, right?
Okay.
So that was an out of country bachelor party, right?
Wow.
Okay. And let me say this. You know how they say weddings were like show you friendships? It wasn't even my wedding, but I planned most of it. And one thing I realized I hate is a cheap-ass person, bro.
Yes.
Now, it was about eight of us that went. About three of us paid majority for everything, right?
Oh, hell one, no.
Some are more blessed than others. We took into account all that. It wasn't no pressure like that. At least we thought, right? So we asked everybody for, I think, mostly like $300 to pay for something big we had planned. Right. Did you know one person had the nerve to say, oh, I ain't going broke over this trip. Andy, Randy, it took everything in me not to have a person drown off one of them jet skis when we was on the ocean.
A tragic accident.
I barely talked to the person when we were there when we got back. Now, my wife say I'm tripping.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. Other people's pockets.
No, you're not.
And that's exactly what my other homeboy said. My other homeboy was like, you know, we really got to be in the wedding no more, but, you know. Whatever. Now, y'all let me know if I'm tripping, if y'all had other experiences like that.
I mean, if you can't afford it, don't go.
Don't go.
Yeah.
If you, and this is, and I understand people have different financial type things. I understand.
Of course.
But if all you got is the money to get there,
you probably don't need to go.
You probably need to go.
Yeah.
You probably don't need to go. That's just me. Especially when it's like, because, like, I'm an easy person a lot of times because I don't like to go out and do other things. But if you with people like Devin and his boys, they were out riding the four-wheelers and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people don't want to do that. But what I'm saying is don't be down there and then you just sitting around and hoping somebody don't ask you to pay for something.
Can't even imagine, asking a buddy to be like, I want to go four-wheeling, too.
I want to go four-wheeling, too. Hey, dog. Hey, like, and literally, we finna go the next day. So we surround all night. You ain't said nothing. We get up in the morning, get ready to go. You're like, hey, dog.
I'm just going to hang back.
Somebody got me. Or that one right there. Yeah, you know I get motion sickness. You know, man. That's my only thing.
Yeah.
Unless you have that understanding that you don't think about it. I've took my partners on trips and I've took care of everything before. You know, they took care of stuff, but for the most part, a hotel and all that, I've done that. But I know that they would, you know, I do it out of the kindness of my heart, not because they can't do it, because we've been places before and they've done it. They've taken me out and paid for things and all that. But for him to be like, I ain't going broke over this, then why are you bringing your ass over here?
Well, no offense, but you already are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if we're doing that here, then you probably already are. Just don't go.
Yeah,
it's
don't go.
It's okay. Sometimes, like, we talked about this yesterday. Sometimes in life,
you don't have to
if
go.
You don't have it, you just miss out.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. But the thing about you, you know what the problem is? These damn Instagram and all that, y'all posted a picture today. He's sitting there like,
there's no such thing as being allowed to not have it right now.
Man.
Everybody has to pretend. Yeah, no, Devin, you're in the you're man. Correct. You are in the right.
Yeah.
Ryan is in Conyers. Hey, Ryan.
Hello. How do you guys think the Jacksonville Jaguars should split up Travis Hunter's playing time to get the most out of him this upcoming season? Duval.
He said it better than the coach.
I think if you watch a lot of what they're doing now, they're trying to get him as a receiver. He's not a polished receiver, you know, and so you see a lot of, and you know, people love to overemphasize a clip. Oh, look at that. He's still learning how to run route.
What were they saying, that he didn't know what he was doing?
Yeah, like, oh, he caught it with his hands. Oh, he rounded the route. Oh. He's learning how to be a route runner. He didn't have to run routes in Colorado.
Right.
He's a playmaker. You put the ball there, he'll go get it. Well, I think that you play him at receiver. And you sprinkle him in on defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Okay.
That's what I think. I think that he can start as a third corner for right now, and he can maybe be their second receiver. Or he can be their receiver.
I'm interested to see. Like, I just, you know, they've said they're going to use him both ways. It'll be really fun to find out.
Yeah.
Justin is in Athens. Hey, Justin.
Andy and Randy, how's it going?
Pretty good, Justin. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
So listen, I get to look in at, I love sports and I love thinking about different types of things. And I was like, I was wondering how this guy did this weekend at the PGA Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Player I'm talking about didn't even make the cut.
Mm.
Player I'm talking about in 2015 won three majors, was ranked number one for 26 weeks. So with my question, what player at his pinnacle can you think of that just fell off a cliff? And who I'm talking about is Jordan Spieth.
Right. I was going to say that.
I knew you were talking about Jordan Spieth.
I didn't know you were talking about him until you stepped. I was like, oh, yeah. We talked about him last Monday.
Yeah, I mean, he's going for the Grand Slam, and it's not seeming like that's going to happen anytime soon.
No.
That's an interesting question. Like a person that peaked like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because the thing is, like, Jordan Spieth is in the pantheon with what he won of some of the great golfers of all time.
He
is not one of the great golfers of all time.
And
it's crazy.
And that's why whenever we talk about it, I get irritated, because when he won that damn first Masters, and everybody was like, oh, I was like, really?
Right.
That's just even on my wife.
But like, I can't take anything away from him. He won the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the British Open. Like, he's won those three tournaments.
My wife was talking about Devin's question. She said, hey, don't apply to women. Yeah, women can collectively go broke together because they can all fit 14 of y'all in one damn room.
Can collectively go
broke together. Yeah, y'all can all sleep in one damn room. I'm not sleeping in another room. And that's the greatest thing about, like, when I used to go out, but I never forget. And it had to be like 12 of us. And men, and you've been to Miami, and y'all stayed in one of the cheap hotels, right? The little.
Yeah, it was like a little boutique.
Yeah, boutique hotel.
In
now,
little
imagine
Havana.
Me
it
and
was
my,
nice.
Imagine me and the boys in one of the cheap hotels, and it's like 12, and all of us mostly are football players.
Yeah, it would have been tough.
Dude.
Been tight quarters.
Talk about broke bed, because the furniture's so small.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've ever been in a room with more than just a partner. There's like four of us in the room. And so, yeah, like all that sleeping together, like women can do that. That's about head to foot. Most of y'all don't sleep anyway.
They don't go head to foot in trips, do they? Like when we were kids?
The women?
Do they do that?
Hell yeah, they do that.
Really?
Or women, it's more women. They sleep. They can sleep head to head. Men, I be damn.
Yeah.
I be damn.
I'll share a room.
I'm
not sharing a bed.
I may share a room. I just be like that.
I've shared a room.
Because that was the thing. When we went to Vegas. Went to Vegas. You know I love you. I do. I was dead set on getting my own room.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know because it was me
they
and
you.
They
can't be flying us for a work trip and then being like, and we'd like you guys to share a
Andy,
room.
I said the same thing. I was like, damn, I wonder if me and Andy got to share a damn room.
No.
I was like, no. I don't know Andy.
Circa wouldn't do that.
I don't know Andy's sleeping habits.
Like, I'm a pretty solid roommate, but no, we weren't.
Yeah, I was like,
we didn't need to do that.
It's been a long time since.
I'm only sharing a room. I don't know. I mean, the last time I shared a room was when I went to Miami for the wedding.
Right.
Because I was there for a day.
Yes.
It was one night.
Right.
It was, let's do it as cheap as we can possibly do it. In and out, whatever. We were in that room for like 4 hours.
I'll share a room.
Now, it was bunk beds.
Because if something happens that we think is going to happen and we have to split a room, I wouldn't complain.
Yeah. But I'd prefer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I prefer it because, yeah.
I think we've made it to a certain level where we get to have our own rooms.
Yeah, I prefer to have
but my room. But, you know, Circa's going to treat us with like a red carpet.
They did.
When we got there, they sent an Escalade to the airport to pick us up.
You're still on that.
I love it. It's still one of the highlights of my professional career. The man picked me up in an Escalade. Next time, I just want him to have the sign with Bunker on it, so I could go. I've never had that.
Dude,
I would love to have that.
That would be awesome.
And then we went to the VIP thing to check in.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't go to the normal check-in.
Right.
It was like a room with waters.
Yeah.
Like, chilled waters.
Yeah, man. That's how they...
And, like, mixed nuts.
That's how they do. They take you to another entrance. Yeah.
It was great. It was great. So, like, you don't do all that and then ask them to share a room. Not for us.
Right.
Not future Marconi Award winners Andy and Randy.
Yeah,
all right. Let's get a takeaway of the day.
On the red carpet.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a pelican, Andy. Wally schooled me. Thanks, Wally.
What do you think Wally short for? Wallace?
That don't sound like a Wallace.
No, he
sounds like a Wally.
Like a Wally on the birth certificate?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate his bird knowledge.
Appreciate you, Wally. I didn't know nothing about birds. Spencer, Matt, Tuck Strider.
Tucks it in mad. If we do ever make it to the red carpet, Randy's wearing a top hat.
Yes.
And a scarf. Tilted like T.I.
If you're Prince, it doesn't matter if you're Rock Skip. And Bryce Elder can't go to the bullpen because he can't locate his balls down.
Damn, that's true.
Wally, commonly short for Walter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, is it?
Oh, Walter.
Yeah. Okay.
And Flack football better not need a redeem team.
Hell no, yeah, dog.
Don't go embarrass us.
Don't let Instaball come into L.A. and whip y'all ass.
Let's grow the game respectfully. Don't go over there and embarrass us. Or I guess it's not over there. It's in L.A. Anyway, Dukes and Bell are coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact.
No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.